Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, August the 14th, 2011. And we are yet in the book of Revelation. We are yet looking at the whole world, events and current affairs through the mind of Jesus Christ, uncovering the truth, removing the falsehood of this wicked system, and seeing that we must come together, break down the ethnic barriers, break down the racial barriers, break down the barriers of separation concerning gender and national origin and religion and so on, denominational barriers, break down all of these barriers and come together and overcome the synagogue of Satan, this wicked Babylon system, and manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. No matter what length, religion you ascribe to or subscribe to, the fight is not between religions. The fight is between the oppressor and the oppressed. And the oppressor knows that whether you call yourself Jew, Hebrew, Christian, Catholic, whether you call yourself Hindu, Buddhist, Krishna, whether you call yourself Muslim, those Illuminati Masonic Order leadership know. All of these religions teach the exact same thing from the Most High Father and Mother Yahweh, from Amen Amenet. And they have given us the philosophy of division to separate us from ourselves, separate the oppressed peoples, based on all of these divisions, so that the oppressed may continue to stay in power. But we say no. Break down all the barriers, oppressed people, and come together. And together, we will have the spiritual, mental, moral, and physical resources to destroy this wicked system, to overcome the synagogue of Satan, and manifest the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth, freedom, justice, and equality. The Mother, Holy Spirit, is talking to the church, but not just the church, whether it's mosque, whether it's synagogue, whether it's temple, wherever there are believers in the Most High, no matter what religion you name for yourself. We are all assemblies. This word ecclesia means assembly. Those who have gathered and come together to express spiritual reality. In this case, this is the Bible, we say Christian. But no matter what your religion, you are a believer in the Most High. And you have come together to express that spiritual reality. And so, the word ecclesia is a feminine, is a word that is feminine noun. A feminine noun. This part of the speech is feminine noun. This is a feminine word describing a feminine entity, in this case the church. Like I said, no matter whether it's temples, mosque, synagogue, same thing. So what is the Bible trying to teach us? What is Paul, Peter. What is Peter trying to teach us? John, apostle, the African revolutionary apostle John wrote Revelation. And it's trying to get us to understand something about the church. The church is styled as feminine, styled as a female. Because, you know, in other parts of the New Testament, we, the church, are the bride of Christ. Christ Yeshua, the word of the Most High made flesh. Now, the word is akin to the germ of life that we call sperm. But the germ of life that we call sperm needs a womb, W-O-M-B, to be emplaced into that womb may bring forth fruit, may manifest offspring. So we, the church, are styled as the bride of Christ, so that the word may be implanted into us, so that we may spiritually bring forth and give birth to peace, love, righteousness, so that we may give birth to prophets, that which is called prophets or prophetesses, or that we may give birth to those that have access to the spirit of prophecy, which is the spirit of the Most High, that we may give birth to messiahs in this time, little Jesuses, little messiahs, little prophets, little Muhammads and Moseses, and so on. We are a gathering of citizens that are called out of homes into places of the public and assemblies. Look here, sisters and brothers, that is what was occurring yesterday in Harlem, New York. Sisters and brothers all over New York and other places gathered to hear Brother Minister Louis Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam, Viola Plummer of the December 12th movement. Amiri Baraka gave his wonderful poem that got him in trouble concerning 9/11. Other sisters and brothers spoke, and the purpose was to gather citizens together, and more specifically, those of the oppressed gathered together to express the spiritual reality of the Most High and to express the spirit of Christ, which is the spirit to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. So this is what a church is. This is the duty of the church, or a body of believers, no matter what religion you ascribe to. So Mama Holy Spirit, Mama Holy Spirit represents wisdom, and the feminine represents wisdom, and we're dealing with this feminine reality. Holy Spirit, the church, the female, the mother, the feminine, symbolize Sadek, which is an African Hebrew word that means righteousness. The Holy Spirit represents righteousness, wisdom, morality. The church on this side, the prophets and the priests coming in the spirit of the church are to manifest wisdom and morality and righteousness, and the church is supposed to manifest wisdom, morality, and righteousness as the bride of Christ. You know, in Egypt, our African Hebrew, our African Egyptian ancestors had the woman represented the Holy Spirit in the form of a black woman with wings called Ma'at, a Ma'at, a Ma'at. And Ma'at means truth, justice, and righteousness. So Mother Holy Spirit and the church and the body of believers, we are to come from the feminine side in this case with truth, justice, and righteousness, wisdom, morality, righteousness, and so on. We are to be that conduit to give birth to such qualities and characteristics. Now, the male represents justice and judgment and knowledge and spirituality. When you have judgment or justice, you need righteousness. So, justice and judgment go into the womb of righteousness. Knowledge goes into the womb of wisdom. Spirituality goes into the womb of morality. So we have to have male, female coming together spiritually, working in sync to produce and manifest. So Jesus, being a male, is coming from the male side, judgment, knowledge, and spirituality. And the church, on the side of Mother Holy Spirit, coming with righteousness, wisdom, and morality. And so we are to produce those that would rise up and give freedom, justice, and equality based on justice and righteousness, based on knowledge and wisdom, based on spirituality and morality. And so, coming back to Revelation 2 and 11, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. To overcome. Let me hit this word, overcome. See, Mother Holy Spirit is trying to teach us how to overcome. He that overcometh will not be hurt of the second death. And that word overcome is 3528 on the Greek side. Nikao. It's a verb. To overcome, to conquer, to carry off the victory, to become victorious. Christ is victorious over his foes. And who are the foes? Who are they that we, the church, should overcome? It is the house of Rothschilds. We must overcome the synagogue of Satan, the house of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Illuminati Masonic Order. These folk that are demonic, that are fallen Elohim, fallen angels, become demonic. We hang on to and follow the angels, the Elohim, the gods and the goddesses that lead us to the Most High. And those spirit human beings like Louis Farrakhan, Malia Shatella, Tynetta Muhammad, Francis Cress Welsing, Winnie Mandela, these are human beings full of the spirit of the Most High that are Elohim, gods and goddesses, angels or spirits in human flesh that lead us to the Most High. So we stay with the Elohim, the gods and goddesses, Elohim, children of the Most High that yet remain with the Most High. But the house of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the Illuminati, the synagogue of Satan, these are Elohim fallen. Fallen Elohim. Fallen angels. Fallen gods and goddesses. They were created children of the Most High, but they are rebellious children that have rejected the Most High and have gone with Satan to implement a system of Satan that destroys the human family through warfare, bloodshed, division, theft of land, wealth, and resources. These are they that we must overcome, that Mother Holy Spirit is teaching us how to overcome. The Christian must hold fast to their faith unto death against powerful foes. This is in the definition of overcometh. 3528, Nikayo. And once again, we're to overcome this wicked system, this wicked Babylon system that is destroying our sisters and brothers all over the earth. Further on this definition, overcome the temptations, how the system tempts you into being maneuvered, into supporting the destruction of your own sister and brother. Coming with 911 to make us think that we're in danger, pumping fear into us so that we may support their already made plans to continue to kill and destroy. And now you see the gun is on America. And they're cutting working class, poor class, middle class, and straight up poor people. And so we must overcome the temptation to join in the destruction of ourselves and our sisters and brothers. Persecution. Overcome persecution. You see the persecution occurring all over the earth. And now inside of America, they want to institute, and that they is the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, through the Democrat and Republican parties, through the Obama administration, are persecuting us, persecuting the oppressed, persecuting the poor, black, brown, red, yellow, and white through these austerity programs, which means they take from the poor and give it to the wealthy. And they destroy and cut education, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, unemployment, cut the people. These are austerity programs. These are programs that constrict the people to bolster the wealthy and the wicked. These we must overcome. One arraigned. that goes to law to win a case. This is all wrapped up in this meaning of overcometh. We are in the court of Ma'atian law. Ma'at is the law of truth, justice, and righteousness, the very foundation of the universe that the Most High Father and Mother gave birth to, the universe on the foundation of truth, justice, and righteousness, balance, reciprocity. And so we are in the court of Ma'atian universal law. And in this righteous court of Ma'atian universal law, we are here through the power of Christ to win the case and maintain our cause. What is the cause that we are to maintain? The cause of freedom, justice, and equality. The cause of truth, justice, and righteousness. The cause to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from the hands of the wicked oppressor. Now, he that overcometh, let me get back to chapter 2, verse 11, shall not be hurt of the second death. The word hurt, 91, on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, adikeo, or adikeo, means to damage, to harm, to do wrong, to suffer, unjust and injured. So when we overcome, we will not suffer. We will not be damaged. We will not be done unjustly and be injured by this wicked system, this wicked, no good, rotten system. Not be hurt of the second death. The death refers to this wicked system. We know of the first death, the physical death. But this second death, the death to this wicked system, when we extract our minds from this wicked system of Babylon, this wicked system of the synagogue of Satan, when we cease to support exploitation and slavery and colonialism and militarism and materialism and consumerism and warfare and bloodshed. See, this system is dying. This system is on its way out and is gone already. It's just up to us to manifest that reality. When we cease to support such a wicked system of death, we will overcome this wicked system of death, and we will cease to be hurt and damaged by this wicked system of death. Consider this. Many of us said nothing as long as people outside of America were suffering death, warfare, and bloodshed and destruction. But if we had continued as we did in the 60s to stand up against this system, to stand against the oppressor, by now we would not be suffering what we are suffering today from those in power now, inflicting the same wicked damages, hurt, and unjust, and wrongs, and sufferings, and harm on us today. Many of us didn't know and think that the House of Rothschilds, through the Republican Democratic Party, and especially did not think that through the Obama administration, that the oppressed would suffer what we are suffering. But we're going to have to reject this system so that we can discontinue in suffering that which we are suffering. We're going to take our last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.
Talk to them, then after you do, go and talk to him when he's gonna come. Instagram, a lot of ends. Twitter, you the tranny, my Bentley Benz. But you moving kind of fast. Keep sweating, you gotta make it last. Live every day like it's your last, but don't forget to have a blast.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, August the 14th, 2011. And what I want to do now is shift to a Sunday school lesson. And even though we shift to the Sunday school lessons, we have to realize that the whole of creation is revelation. The whole of the universe is revelation. Because your religious books are based on the scientific study of the universe, the scientific study of creation. So no matter what book of the Bible we go into, it's revelation. No matter what religious book you go into, Bhagavad Gita, Hindu book, Hebrew book, Quran of the Muslims, all of these are books of revelation. So we're yet in revelation, and we are happy that we are free to teach the truth like it should be taught, unencumbered by those who would put constraints on you. I give thanks and praises unto the Most High. Now, we had a lesson in Judges, chapter 13. And chapter 13, the number 13 in Africa, Egypt, is the number of resurrection. So we see that the children of Israel are about to go through, or should be preparing to go through, a resurrection. Something is about to be resurrected in Israel. It says in verse 1, chapter 13, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. Sisters and brothers, the African Hebrew Israelite nation was commissioned to stand for freedom, justice, and equality. They were to fight the oppressor. And the sword that you see in the Old Testament is symbolic of the sword of the tongue, the word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. In, I think it's Jeremiah, but if you do a word search, you will find it. The African Hebrew Israelite nation were commanded to be friendly to the strangers, those traveling to and fro because of oppression. Those who were forced to immigrate and migrate because of oppression, the African Hebrew Israelite, were to treat the strangers with dignity and respect and honor. And look at America. Look at how immigrants coming from Central and South America are hated. SB 1040 is a law in Arizona that is spawned from hatred of those from Central South America and Mexico. Meanwhile, you have Europeans that are undocumented, no one says anything about them. But we are to treat all of those sisters and brothers anywhere on the planet in righteousness and in dignity, with dignity and with righteousness, and to fight and stand and defend those sisters and brothers who are traveling because of oppression. And so we have the same thing here. The sisters and brothers, African Hebrew Israelite nation, were commissioned to stand and defend the strangers, to treat the strangers with dignity and respect, and to defend the oppressed. At the same time, I believe it's Joshua 9 and 7, they were to fight the inhabitants. Now, the word inhabitants is purposefully mistranslated. Inhabitants, that word in the Hebrew does not mean what inhabitants mean to us in the English. Inhabitants mean to us anybody and everybody. But when you look up that word inhabitants in the Hebrew, it comes to mean judges and rulers. So the African Hebrew Israelite nation were commissioned to fight the oppressor, fight the ruling class and families that had infected and been infected by the wicked system of colonialism, slavery, exploitation, the European invader Hyksos had come through that whole region and had finally taken Egypt and implemented the slave system, colonialism, exploitation. So the African Hebrew Israelite nation, it says, when they did evil again in the sight of the Lord, that means they rejected the Lord. What does that mean? L-O-R-D, all capitals, is Yahweh in the African Hebrew language. And Yahweh is father and mother. And father and mother, under the word Yahweh, means self-existent one. One cannot exist unless one is living. No existence without life. Now, Yahweh is the self-existent one. That means Yahweh is the self-container of life. Life and Yahweh are synonymous. And there is no life without father and mother working together to produce life. Therefore, Yahweh Ab is the father and Yahweh M is the mother. And we know the mother, Yahweh M, is the same Holy Spirit and wisdom. So Yahweh is father and mother. And so when the children of Israel began to do evil again and reject the Lord, that means they have rejected life and have gone after this wicked system of death, destruction, militarism, capitalism, parasitic, materialism, consumerism, bloodshed, and warfare. And so the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. The word Lord, again, is Yahweh and means life. Father and mother, self-existent one. Ah. So now they're delivered into the Philistines, the Philistines, not the common, ordinary Philistine, but the wicked ruling class and ruling families. And Philistines means partial, rolling, and migratory. And so now the African Hebrew Israelite nation are living a partial life, a life of migration because of oppression. Rolling. People are rolling and moving around because of oppression. But now, there was a certain man of Zorah. Zorah means screech exultingly and shout. You see, sisters and brothers, the people of the African Hebrew Israelite nation began to make a loud exulting screech and shout to the Most High concerning their oppression, concerning the oppressor destroying their lives. But they began to follow the oppressor. But now they're crying out. And we are the same way. We followed the Republican Party. We followed the Democratic Party. We followed the Obama administration. As long as they were killing overseas and destroying people overseas, we could care less. We followed after them. But now we see that we are being oppressed. And we in the ghettos have always understood that we were oppressed. But now others are being oppressed. Are now coming to see that reality. Poor black, brown, red, yellow, and poor white are coming to see that reality. We are the same as the African Hebrew Israelite nation. We must cease to follow after those who are following Satan. Minister Farrakhan said Obama is taking the advice of Satan, and we have to reject those who take the advice of Satan, or we will be the loser every time. So the Israelites are crying out to the Most High. Of the family of the Danites. Now, Danites, coming from the word Dan, means judge and rule and contend and execute judgment or justice, minister of judgment and justice to plead and to plead a cause. So the word Danites has to do with justice. So in a place where there is no justice now, the people are crying out. And a man whose name was Manoah. Now, what does Manoah mean? See, you have to. These are African Hebrew words. The Old Testament translated from the African Hebrew. The New Testament translated from the European Greek. You have to. And sometimes from the European Latin. Roman Latin. So you have to research the definitions of the words to get the proper understanding as to what the writer of the scripture is trying to teach us and get over to us. Now, this is the Old Testament. These are African Hebrew words. And so the word Manoah means rest and quiet and settled, a home, place of rest. Well, there is no rest in Israel. Talking about the ancient African Hebrew Israelite nation, not the fake imposter modern day Israel, that their people, Caucasian Jews, are rising up with the spirit of Christ to condemn Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government for destroying the people. There's no peace there either. No peace at all. No peace because of the condition of the Palestinians, and no peace because of the condition of the Caucasian Jews as well, and Israeli Palestinians as well. No peace at all in that land. No peace in the world. No peace in America because of the oppression. The same then in the scripture is prophecy about today. So we are crying out. We are shouting to the Most High. We are crying out for justice. We are forced to migrate, and we're living a partial life, and we're rolling and moving because of the oppression. So the word Dan means justice. Manoah means rest. We can't rest. We're not quiet. We're unsettled. You see, we want rest and quiet and settled and home and place of rest. We want Manoah, but we don't have it. So we have to stand up and shout. We don't have justice, so we have to stand up and shout. And so, the man's wife, Manoah, his wife was barren and bare not. And so we, the oppressed, are as if we are barren, not producing. Not to mention the fact that you have abortions killing children who would grow up to be messiahs and prophets and those that will solve our problems. So we come down on the side of life, not in a crazy manner like the crazy right-wing Republican evangelistic type Christians, but we say, look at the fruit of your womb, women, and know that you may have in your womb another Messiah, another prophet, another Christ, another Muhammad, another Krishna, another Buddha. And these words in their language mean Christ, mean Messiah. So don't get crazy, but understand that your womb is important, women, and those youth and children that will come are they that will solve our problem. But it's as if we are barren spiritually. Look at the church, not producing that which would deliver the oppressed. And so the angel of the Lord, and the word angel means one who is dispatched, one who is a messenger, one who is a prophet, a priest, a teacher, an ambassador, a king, one who is deputized. Malak is the African Hebrew word. And so although we say angel of the Lord like a spirit, but that word angel, and we know in the New Testament, the pastors are called angels. The angel of this church, the angel of that church. So any of us qualify as an angel, but this particular angel of the Lord, angel of life, appeared to the woman and told her that she was going to have a child, and that the child was not to cut his hair, going to be a son, wouldn't cut his hair, wouldn't drink strong drink, would be a Nazarite. And the word Nazarite means to separate, to consecrate. So this child would be consecrated and separated for the Most High, the work of the Most High. And we know the story. This child would grow up to be a revolutionary that would stand for equal rights and justice. Remember, we said that 13 is resurrection. And so the spirit to deliver the oppressed would be resurrected in this child of Manoah and his wife that is unnamed here, that would be a Nazarite, consecrated, set aside, would not cut his hair. And this reminds me of the Rastafari community. Wouldn't drink strong drink, wouldn't eat unclean things. And the Rastafari community, people like Bob Marley, Rita Marley, Peter Tosh, Martimo Plano, Muta, Baruka, Bunnywela, Puma Jones, Israel Vibration, Black Uhuru. These sisters and brothers coming out of Jamaica read this read of the Nazarene, read of the Nazarite vow in Numbers chapter 6, I believe. It talks explicitly about the Nazarite vow. I may not have the chapter correct, but in Numbers, it talks about the Nazarite vow. And we see the repeating of the Nazarite vow for this man, this child that would grow up to be Samson. But the Rastafari say, we are consecrated to revolution. We are set aside for revolution. And we will grow. This is Rasta talking. The locks of our hair, like the Nazarites, and like the Nazarene Yahshua, Masya, like the Nazarene Samuel, like the Nazarene Samson. And we will not drink strong drink, and we will stand up and fight for revolution, fight for the kingdom of God in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. Now we know that this child would grow up to be named Samson. And let me hurry up and try to find his name so that I may click his name and see exactly what the name means. I remember that it means illuminated. Oh, let me hurry up and find Samson so I can click. Oh, I can't. I may have to click it next week, but I know it means illuminated, or to be illuminated, which reminds us of the S-U-N. And the S-U-N gives us light. And this man, Samson, would be illuminated with the spirit, 13 and 24. Yes, 8, 1, 2, 3. On the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, Shemshon, proper masculine noun, means like the sun, illuminated like the sun. So this man would be illuminated with knowledge and wisdom and overstanding, with that knowledge that would deliver the Israelites from oppression. And in verse 24 of chapter 13, it says, Samson the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. Now, what grew? Illumination grew. Light grew. That spiritual knowledge, which is illuminating spiritually and mentally, like the S-U-N illuminates physically. This is what grew in the child that carried the name Samson. And the angel of the Lord told the woman three times, and then told the man once about this occurrence. The man Manoah entreated that the man of God would come back, or the angel of the Lord would come back, or the angel of God would come back. And you see that the word God here is capital G, lowercase O-D. This is Elohim. It means gods and goddesses, male and female, children of the Most High that are yet with the Most High. And so this illuminated one named Samson would take instruction from the spirit world that is yet with the Most High. Not the wicked demonic spirit world that fell and left the Most High, but the spirit world and the spirit human being that are with the Most High would teach Samson and give Samson that illuminating type knowledge. See, we focus on the physical strength, but this is all allegory of illumination. You and I are illuminated with the spirit of the Most High. Those that call themselves Illuminati Masonic Order are imposters. They are not illuminated. They are full of that which would take your light from you. But we are truly illuminated with the spirit of the Most High. And we are here to stand up and say, we are here to deliver the oppressed. Esto estao. Verse 25, in the spirit of the Lord, you know that is Mama Holy Spirit, began to move at times in the camp of Dan. Dan means justice. Mama Holy Spirit, coming in the camp of justice, began to move between Zorah. And Zorah means shout. People were shouting and screeching and exalting the Most High to deliver them from the oppressor. And Ashtao or Eshtao means to entreat and inquire and request. And the people were making a request to the Most High to be delivered. And so Mama Holy Spirit, fighting on behalf of that which is taught to us by the Most High Father, Father lays down the law. And Mama Holy Spirit gives us that teaching that causes us to understand the law. And we become illuminated like Samson, and we rise up to fight the wicked oppressor. And that's what we're to do today. Fight the oppressor. Deliver the oppressed from the oppressor. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.